You may know I'm a big fan of cartoons from around the globe. They often express what people are really thinking as opposed to what they say. In Vermont, there's an American artist who's taken on a weighty subject in a very methodical way. He's been working for more than 20 years on a comic about the origins of Nazi Germany. The World's Daniel Gross has the story.
Jason Lutz started drawing comics before he knew how to write. Growing up in Missoula, Montana, he would sketch out his favorite superheroes, and his mom would add the words. He used to visit a local tobacco shop and stare up at shelves of comics.
And I remember going in there as a kid with my allowance money, just being completely dumbstruck by this cornucopia of visuals that was like being in a candy shop.
At first, Lutz was interested in the imaginary worlds of superheroes and westerns, but slowly he got interested in history, thanks in part to a video he saw in his high school history class, a video that he never forgot.
You know, the main image I retained from it was bulldozers pushing piles of bodies, piles of emaciated corpses into trenches during the Holocaust. And the feeling afterwards of like, what was that?
Lutz pushed that image out of his mind, and for 10 years he didn't think much about it. In his 20s, he graduated from art school. Then, one day, Lutz was reading a magazine and saw an ad for a book of old photos of Berlin.
In that moment of reading just this ad copy, I decided that the next comic book I was going to do was going to be about Berlin in the 20s and 30s, and it was going to be 600 pages long. And, you know, 23 years later, I'm almost done with this book.
Lutz spent 2 years researching before he started to draw. He learned about how democracy collapsed in Germany, how a country known for art and science descended into violence. In the first chapter of Lutz's comic Berlin, two strangers meet on a train. Kurt Severing is a journalist, and Marta Müller is an art student. They're drawn in a detailed black and white style that looks a little like old school Superman comics, minus the superpowers. The book is about ordinary life in the run-up to an extraordinary time. Lutz draws in his dim basement in Hartland, Vermont. An old map of Berlin hangs on the wall.
This table here, covered in a big mess, is where I draw my comic book.
When Lutz started his comic, he had never been to Germany. He doesn't speak German. And to make up for his lack of knowledge, he made a rule for himself. He was going to avoid any books and movies that were released after 1933.
Because I really wanted to put myself there and imagine what was it like to live there when you didn't know what was coming.
Lutz didn't want the present day to color his image of the past. Still, the present eventually caught up with him. After one of his books was translated into German, he finally traveled to Berlin.
The sun was setting, and I was seeing these buildings that I had only ever seen in photographs, and I was in full color, which was crazy because I had only ever looked at black and white photographs.
He was nervous to hear Germans react to his American perspective, but the response was mostly positive.
I found it a very enriching experience, and still do find it very enriching.
Lars von Thurner writes about comics for the Berlin newspaper Der Tagesspiegel. He's read Berlin many times and says it captures an era that's difficult to imagine.
When you walk through real Berlin nowadays, there's not very much left to see from those days.
Which means that Lutz's old books and photographs were a good source.
Maybe even a better source than the actual city, since Berlin has largely been destroyed in the Second World War and after.
Recently, Lutz says he's started to see parallels between German history and American politics. During the 2016 election, rhetoric from candidate Trump made him nervous.
Like, here is basically somebody who's positing himself as a strong man, you know, spouting a lot of the same rhetoric that any strong man throughout history has spouted, including Hitler.
Lutz doesn't think Trump is a dictator. He says today's American democracy is pretty different from the weak German democracy that came before World War II.
What I find most parallel is that Trump has emboldened exactly the same forces that were in play in the 20s and 30s. He's given nationalists and, you know, diehard racists, and he's given them kind of permission to come to the surface.
Before I leave, we walk up the stairs into the living room, and Lutz's son and daughter show me some drawings.
What are we looking at right here?
A picture.
What is the picture?
Can you tell them the different parts?
I don't know, though. It's just abstract. I just drew it.
It may be their father's influence.
For The World, Daniel Gross, Heartland, Vermont.
You can see drawings from Jason Lute's graphic novel, Berlin, at PRI.org.